The new family movie, Ice Age, The Meltdown, is written for laughs. But some people might also see it as a serious message about the dangers of climate warming. The film brings back the animated animals from the 2002 hit movie, Ice Age. The main characters are a woolly mammoth named Manny, a sloth named Sid, and a saber-toothed tiger named Diego.
In the first movie, Manny, Sid, and Diego faced the dangers of the coming prehistoric freeze. This time, they are threatened by floods from the melting of the Ice Age. At first, the animals love the water. Later, when they discover the threat, they must warn everyone else and find a way to save their valley.
That's all part of my AccuWeather forecast. The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
The world of cartooning has changed a lot since the days when Walt Disney drew his characters by hand. Animated cartoons are especially labor-intensive. Animators create a sense of movement through a progression of many images. Each image is a little different than the one before it. Today, many animators, including the ones who made the Ice Age movies, get help from computers. But Walt Disney's work still influences modern cartooning. He started his company in 1923. He had his first big success 5 years later. He combined animation with sound in the 1928 film Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie was the first movie to star Mickey Mouse. Later came other famous Disney characters, including Donald Duck. Donald Duck is over 70 years old now, but you could never tell by looking at him. To animate something means to give it life. Animated characters can live forever, or at least as long as they stay popular.
Another form of cartooning is the comic strip. Comic strips are a drawing or a series of drawings that present a situation or tell a little story. Comic strips are usually good for a laugh or at least a smile. American newspapers commonly publish a page or more of them each day. These are usually black and white drawings. Sunday funnies are often published in color. Readers of all ages enjoy the comics in the newspaper. On television, cartoons used to be thought of as mainly for children. But times have changed. For example, Cartoon Network says one-third of the people who watch its programs are over the age of 18. So it offers special late-night programming called Adult Swim. These cartoons are meant to appeal to what it calls a grown-up sense of humor and other adult sensibilities. One of the shows, The Boondocks, is based on a newspaper comic strip.
I am the stone that the builder refused.
The Boondocks is the story of Huey and Riley, two young African-American boys. They come from a rough part of Chicago, Illinois. Now, they live with their grandfather in a mainly white community. The characters are known for their sharp observations about life there and life in general. Huey speaks his mind like a revolutionary.
I'm the founder of 23 different radical leftist organizations, including the African Fighting Racism and Oppression, or AFRO, if you will, the Black Revolutionary Organization, or BRO.
The Boondocks often deals with issues of race and social justice. The strip is more political than most comic strip readers are used to. Some think it is great. Others think it goes too far. The Boondocks appears in about 350 newspapers. Aaron Magruder is the cartoonist who created it. In March, he suspended the strip temporarily. Aaron Magruder plans to take a break until October. Every well needs refreshing, he says.